Today's daf is Chulin daf Samach Tes. We are 9 lines from the bottom of daf Samach Ches Omid Beis B'marova Masnu Hach. So yesterday we began the fourth perek of Masach Tes Chulin, perek Behema HaMekasha Leilid, and the context of the perek is a halacha that's learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, tucked away, a pasuk that talks about the simonim of the Behema Tahira. In other words, the halacha is that in order to eat an animal, you have to have a kasher shechita. What happens if a sheikh checks an animal and he found an uber inside the animal? It was a female animal, a kosher animal, and inside the rechem of this kosher animal, there was an uber. Chazal darshan from a pasuk parshas Re'eh that not only is the animal that was shachut now mutter ba'achila, but the uber is going to be mutter ba'achila as well. It's learned out from a pasuk that says v'chol behema mafreses parsa v'shoisas shesa shtei froses malas geiru ba'behema oisa techelu. And Chazal merged the beginning of the pasuk with the end of the pasuk. V'chol behema is the beginning of the pasuk. Ba'behema oisa techelu is the end of the pasuk. We darshan chol behema, any behema that's found ba'behema oisa techelu, you're allowed to eat it. So even though the shechita technically was not in the mother, it wasn't not in the uber, stating that based on this drasha, Chazal taught us that if you shecht an animal, the shechita of the aim of the mother works for the uber as well. Now this halacha is what's loosely known as the ben pekuah. But as we're going to see in today's daf, and it's really a mishnah towards the end of the perek, whether or not a ben pekuah is mutter ba'achila or aser ba'achila is a machlokes tanan. It's a machlokes remeir and lechachamim. What's unique about a ben pekuah is a ben pekuah is a fully developed child. A child or behema that's going to be able to live, it's going to be able to procreate. If you shecht a mother and there was a fully developed behema inside, not everybody agrees that the shechita of the mother is going to work for the child. Chachamim hold that there is a concept of a ben pekuah, even such a behema that was kalu lechadash of quote unquote, where it could become mutter b'shechita same. Rameyer argues, but regardless of what halach is by a ben pekuah, everybody agrees with this basic concept, and that is that the shechita of the mother could work for the uber. The question is, if it was fully developed and it's to the point where it's going to be able to live and have a productive life of an animal, whether you still say this halacha. So let's leave ben pekuah aside. For now, just the basic halacha of a behema where you did a shechita on the mother, the halacha is the shechita is going to work for the child as well. The halacha that the Mishnah was discussing is what happens if before the sheikh did the shechita, the uber was hoitzi as yadai, v'chzira, and then put it back inside. So the Mishnah said mutar b'achila. It doesn't affect the halacha that the shechita is going to work for the uber. If, however, hoitzi as roisha, if it stuck its head out, then the halacha is afal pisha echzira ereza kiyola. When the uber sticks its hand out, it's not as if it was born. Being that it's not as if it was born, so it doesn't affect this halacha. It's still considered an uber. The shechita of the mother is going to work for the uber. If, however, it was hoitzi as roisha, that's treated as yalud. It's treated as yalud. At this point, this halacha is not going to be a true as well. Stating that, there was a machloikis, a meirah, Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, Rabbi Yechon on the other hand, when the Mishnah said, v'hoitzias uber es yadei v'echzir mutar b'achila, does mutar b'achila mean only the uber is mutar b'achila? Or does it mean that even the yad itself, that it was moitzi, is going to be mutar ba'achila? Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, and then later Rabbi Yehuda said he heard it from Shmuel as well, that even though the Mishnah said, Behema makasha leilet, v'hoitzi uber es yadei v'echzir mutar b'achila means only the uber that remained inside. But the aver itself is going to be awesome. Yechanan argued, Rabbi Yochanan said that even the aver is going to be mutar b'achila. Why would the aver be awesome? What's the svara that it should be aser? If the uber is mutter, then the eva should be mutter. Befrat, if it was a chzira, if it ended up being back inside the rechem of the mother, then at that point, then certainly it should be mutter. Rav said, and Rabbi Yochanan seemed to acknowledge this halacha. It's learned from the pasuk that tells me the halacha of treifas. Ironically, it says ubaso basad treifa loisaychelu, and in addition to the basic hilchas treifas, the idea of treifa that's learned out from that pasuk, there's another halacha that's learned out, and that is kivin shiyasa basar chutz l'mechitzasa nesar. Anytime basar has a mechitza and it leaves its mechitza, nesar becomes asar. In this case, the mechitza of the basar would be the rechem of the mother. The uber is the basar. The rechem is the mechitza. Once it leaves it, the halacha is it automatically becomes aser. So as a result, according to Rav, you're going to have a behemoth, which really is a mother carrying a child. The mother's going to be mutter, the child is going to be mutter. That one aver that was hoitzi as the other is going to be aser. According to Rabbi Yochanan, everything is going to be aser. Bottom line, we had a machlokes Amram, had to understand Pashim Shana the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, behema makasha leilad vahoitzi uber as the other vechzira, mutter bachila, does mutter bachila mean only the uber that remained inside the mother? Or does mutter bachila mean even this aver that it was hoitzi as the other? So the machlokes was had to understand the lashon of the Mishnah. Mutter bachila. What does that mean? In Eretz Yisrael, they had a different version of the machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, the version we just stated was, had to understand the words of the Mishnah, mutter bachila. But in Marava, they said it differently. Not referring to our Mishnah. Rav Amar, Rav said, yesh leida le'evarim. There's a concept of leida le'evarim. Meaning, if the uber is hoitzias yadai, we look at that aver as if it was born. If it was born, it's no longer part of the mother. It can't become mutter with the shechita of the mother. It's for that reason the aver is going to be aser. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon said there's no such thing as leida leivarim. So essentially, this machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the way they had it in Marav is the same as the machlokes we had. We said that according to Rav, when the Mishnah says mutter bachila, it means everything but the aver. It's the same Rav and Marav. Yesh leida leivar. We look at the aver as if it was born. As a result, it doesn't become mutter with the shechita of the mother. Rabbi Yochanan that said that mutter bachila includes even the aver. It's the same Rabbi Yochanan. Ain't leida leivarim. That there's no such thing as leida for an aver itself. So if it was hoitzias yadai, it has no impact. You don't say that aver was born and as a result, it could become mutter with the shechita of the mother. So really, all they did in Marava versus what we discussed here in this first daf of the parak was, it was just a different nusach of the same exact machlokes. According to Rav, the uber is mutter, but the aver is going to be yasser. According to Marava's girsa, because of a lumdis of yesh leida leivarim, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the aver is going to be mutter. And again, according to Marava's nusach, it's a lumdis of ein leida leivarim. My ben, is there an afkamina between the Babylonian nusach of the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan and the Eretz Yisrael, the Western nusach? Says the Gemara, yeah. Ikubeinayu lemeisim miyat aver shebefin. An afkamina would be, what if the animal was moitzi roiv of an aver, but not the entire aver. So according to Rav, where if the behema was moitzi and aver, that aver is going to be aser. So what if it was moitzi most, some of it remained inside? So according to the way we had it in yesterday's daf, the halacha is anything that remains inside is mutter. Whatever it was moitzi is going to be aser. So if it was moitzi, the majority of an aver, the majority of that aver is going to be aser. The miut of the aver is going to be mutter. If, according to the girsa of Marava, that nusach of yesh leida leivarim, they're looking at the animal being moitzi an aver as if that aver was born. Whenever it comes to dine leida, we say ruboy kekuloy. So for example, if it's negei in other areas where an animal gave birth to the majority of the child, at that point, the leida was ready chal on the entire behemoth. So if there's a concept of a leida beivarim, once it's mighty right of the aver, we look at the entire aver as if it's yalid. So nafkimina would be that even that miut that remained inside the animal, even that would be aser as well. So there actually is a nafkimina lalach. Who's that? Rabbi Yochanan says that a behemoth is mighty one aver, it's nothing. There's no leida. It's still considered in the animals. When you shech the mother, the uber is going to be mutter. Hoitzi uber es yadai. What would be if the uber was moitzi es yadai? Vechzira. And then it brought it back in. Vechazav hoitzi es yadai. And then it was moitzi a different yad. Vechzira. Ad sheheshlima l'rubay. And it kept on being moitzi one aver at a time until eventually roiv of the behema ended up being outside. What's the halacha? Mao. Mi amrina, do we say enough of the ruba? At this point, roiv of the behema left its mother. Being that roiv of it left its mother, this is already a leida on the entire behema. It's true, ain't leida leivarim. But here, roiv of the behema had a leida. Or do you say, hadar? Being that it was done piecemeal, it was done one neighbor at a time, so maybe that's not considered a leida of roiv of the animal, and as a result, it wouldn't be okay. Now it's clear the Gemara is asking the Shaila ledivrei ha'omer ain leida leivar. Meaning, if you hold yesh leida leivarim, then it sounds like you'd be mitstarif the leidos of roiv of the evarim to look at it as if the entire behemoth was already born. But that's because there's a leida that's actually chal on each aver. But if you hold a leida leivarim, so each aver in and of itself doesn't have a leida, could you be mitzdar for all the leidas? Or do you say that you can't be mitzdar for it because all the leidas are not here at the same time? What happened? It was Moitzi and Aver, and then it brought it back in. And then it was Moitzi Aver, and then it brought it back in. So you only had one Aver at a time. You didn't have all the Avarim in a state of Leda at once, or Roiv of the Avarim in a state of Leda at once. And it's for that reason, you're not going to have this halacha. Says the Gemara, intim, so I'm keeping the Hada Hada. If you're going to assume that you can't be mitzaref the Avarim, Hoitzi Uber Esiyadeh, similar case, let's add one knitch. What would be if the Uber was Moitzi Esiyadeh v'chatcha? And instead of allowing the animal to bring its hand back in, you cut it. Now, that Aver is going to be Asav Achila. It's going to be Aver Menachai. This is a classic Aver Menachai, but we're not concerned with that right now. And then it's stuck at its other hand. And again, you cut it. And now you have Roy. Now, what's the loch? Do you say this is already different? Because Hanafik Le Ruba. At this point, the Behema was Moitzi Roiv of the Evarim, and you have Roiv of the Evarim. It wasn't Hadar. It never brought it back in because you cut it off before it had an opportunity to bring it back in. So as a result, you could be Mitzdar after Roiv. Idoma Ruba Vasachas Binon. Or maybe you need the Roiv of Vasachas. Incidentally, if you take a look at Rashi, the bottom Rashi on the Yomid, Rashi says that this second Shaila, the Imtim Soloimar, is Afilu Lamanda Amar Yesh Leido Ikalam Ibayilaha. Even though it was clear in the Gemara that the first Ibayah was Ladivrei Ha'imer Ein Leida Leivarim, the Imtim Tzoloimah, the second Ibaya in the Gemara, is even according to the Manda Amar, Yesh Leida Leivarim, Ein Kamakoimah. But either way, says the Gemara, Tashma, I'll prove it to you. Zeakla. The Mishnah said, Dovash Gufa Asar, Vishaina Gufa Mutter. The Mishnah said, and this is the safe of the Mishnah, what happens if the Shoichet sticks his hand into the base Rechem of the Behema and was Chaytach Me Ubershem Meyah and cut a piece of the Uber? So the Allah is Mutab Achila. Even though it's cut inside the animal, internally, it doesn't affect the halacha, that it's going to be mutter with the shechita of the mother. Minat choylo, minat kloyos, that was the end of the Mishnah. If, however, the sheichet would cut the choylo, the kloyos, the spleen of the kidneys of the mother, then the halacha is aser b'achila. That would not become mutter. It's not even menachai, in theory, because it was an internal organ. You just cut it, you left it there. But the halacha is that would become aser b'achila. Then the Mishnah said, Zakal, this is the rule. Dova shegufa, if you cut part of the guf of the behema and you leave it in the behema, asr remains asr, such as the tchol and the koyas. Vishaina gufa mutter. And if you cut something that's not part of the guf, such as the behema, that's going to be mutter. Now we know wherever the Mishnah says or a braisa says, Zakal, it's coming to be marba something. So the Mishnah said, Zakal, dova shegufa, asr shayna gufa mutter. Shayna gufa lasu yemai. What's the safe of the Zakal coming to be marba? So Zakal, something that's ain't a gufa is going to be mutter. What's it coming to be marba? It's coming to be marba if you cut a piece of the uber, says Rashi, tunnel it. That the Mishnah said that. So it's obviously coming to teach me a Chiddush. What Chiddush? What do I not know from the Pashat Pshat in the Mishnah? What was maybe an Ibayolahu that I would not have been sure of, that perhaps that's what the extra language in the Mishnah, the Zeh Klal, is coming to be Marba, says the Gemara. Maybe it's coming to be Marba this Halacha. In the event where you cut the majority of it, albeit because it was Moitzi Aver at a time, and now there's a mere remaining, Kamash Malam the Mishnah, that She'ein Gufa Mutter, that we say that whatever is remaining is Mutter, because we're not Mitztarif, all the Evarim, together to say that the animal is Yalut, and no, whatever is inside is still going to be okay, because at the end of the day, it's not Migufa the Behema, and that's what's being this Rabbah from the Zayakla. The Gemara says, I hear, but like, it's not Muchach that that's what the Zayakla is coming to be Marba. You have no Raya from the Mishnah, because it could be it's coming to be Marba something else. What would that something else be? Last week, Kolod, be made part of Alibid Rav Shimon. It's coming to be Marba, a para, which is a kosher animal, that gave birth to an animal that was Kolod, that wasn't Mafres Esparsa, which in theory should make it a non-kosher animal. Aliba the Reb Shimon, and according to Reb Shimon, who holds what? The Afogaf to Omer Reb Shimon called me a para aser, that if a para gives birth to such an animal, it's going to be aser. Hani, mili hecha the yatzal aver oil. That's only if it's yatzal aver oil. Ave me imay shar. Ve imay it's going to be mutter. And that's what's nisraba from the Zehaklal. Zehaklal, if you shecht an animal and there's a she'en gufa mutter, Pasha, we thought she'en gufa is coming to be marba me'en what the Reish of the Mishnah was talking about, which was you will chaytech a piece of the ober. It's in gufa, it's in the animal, it's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara, it's not muchach, that's what it's coming to be marba. Maybe it's actually coming to be marba something else. Something else that's in gufa, that's in the animal, that's mutter. Not a case where you chaytech,
It sounds like there was a hemshach. The Mishnah said, Allah, if you chaytach from the ober, it's mutter. Zahaklal, being that it's not part of the goof, it's going to be mutter. That's for sure the simple way of reading the Mishnah. But the Gemara says it doesn't have to be that that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah said, Allah, about chaytach mi ober, it's inside, it's mutter. I'll tell you another case where if you cut open an animal and you find an animal inside, you would have thought it's us, it's going to be mutter. Not where you cut it, where there was a behema shlema, it was a kalut, bimei para, where Rav Shimon has a chiddish, that really that animal should be us. We'll speak out some right about that soon. But kamash malon, that in the event that you found it inside the animal over there, even Rav Shimon is going to be maida, that it's going to be, oh, okay, either way, the Gemara was not poisha the ibayas. Another ibayah, bayi Rav Chananya, hoitzi ubres yodah ba'azaramahu, what would be that luck of somebody who shechtin kachin, who's in a cava, the animal was a mu'uberes, and it was a behema makasha leleid, we're about to do a shchitas kachin, we're doing it in the azara, and the animal was hoitzi es yodah right before the shchita. So the question is that Aver, according to Rav, going to be Mutter, or is that Aver going to be Asar? What's the Shaila? What's the difference if it was Kachem in the Azara? Says the Gemara Gishmak. Do we say, Migu dahave mechitza legabi Kachem? Have nami legabi dahai? Do we say that what's the reason that the Aver should be Asar? So Rav explained, because it says, Basar vasada trefa lo yisecher. That if Basar leaves its mechitza, even if it comes back in, it's Asar. Over here, the Basar left its mechitza. The Uber left the mother. But even though it left its mechitza, it entered another mechitza. The mechitza of the Azara. The Azara is also a mechitza for Basar. Because the halacha is that Kachik Adashim have to be eaten dafkin in the Azara. And if Kachik Adashim leave the Azara, even if they come back, in addition to all the Kachim implications, there's also an implication of Ubasar Basada Trefa Loisachelo. So you have animal, basar, that left the mechitza, but it walked right into another mechitza. So maybe we can say a migu that have a mechitza legabi kachem, being that the chaymes azar is a mechitza for the kachem, have a nami legabi dahai. Oh, you don't legabi dahai, love mechitza. The mechitza is uber, it's two different mechitzas. I mean, this is ta'anai chitim, vahidolai basarim. What do we, you're right, it's mechitza, but it's very different, right? I'm like, Abaya. So Abaya told Rav Chananya, why you ask the shayla only where you shechted kachem in the azar? And Yeshayla was that even though the Uber was Hotzias Yada, it left its mechitza of the mother, but it entered the mechitza of the Azara. If you buy the Kachem Kalam Yerushalayim, you could have cleared a more general Shayla. If you had Kachem Kalam Yerushalayim, same thing where the animal was Hotzias Yada. I guess not during Shchita, because then you'd be getting involved in Shchutei Chutz. But just stand, it was Hotzias Yada, and then it came back in. So do you say the same thing that being that Kachem Kalam is Nechel in Yerushalayim, so the Chemes Yerushalayim are considered a mechitza for the Kachem Kalam. So say, Migu da havi mechitza legabi Kachem Kalam, havi nami mechitza legabi the Uber. So Abaye said, presumably, the reason you didn't clear the Shaila by Kachem Kalam is because Kachem Kalam Yerushalayim, my time Eloi kami boilach, the mechitza's over imayo. Because what does one have to do with the other? This is the mechitzas of Yerushalayim. This is mechitzas of the Uber. Okay, now mechitzas of Imayim. So I'm not sure why you clear the Shaila by the Kachim in the Azara any more than Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim. The bottom line is that Abayas seemed to tell Rav Chananya that I see Rav Chananya, I'm being medayik b'lashoyim chazav, that you were only clearing mitzad the Chaymes Azara. Even you acknowledged that the Chaymes Yerushalayim could never be a mechitza for the Uber. So once you acknowledge that, I don't see why the Chaymes Azara should be any different than the Chaymes Yerushalayim. B'ilfa. Incidentally, this Shaila that we're about to learn right now, the Maseret Sasha says is l'il daf lamid beiz amid beiz. Hoitzi uberes yodoi bein simin l'simin ma'u. And really, ilfa Shaila requires a little bit of an introduction. And that is, so Rav's Shita is... No, not that introduction. So Rav Shita is that behema makasha leled the hoitzei ubres yodei vehechziroi muta b'achila, stating that the aver itself is going to be aser. Now aser l'chura means that it's going to be aser b'achila. What about with regards to tumas nevela? Will this aver now have tumas nevela? Is there going to be Eva Menachai? So we're going to learn now, and we're going to presuppose, although there's rain on this, but for now, let's assume that the whole Shaila of Mutter and Aser is only with regards to can I eat it or can I not eat it. But in terms of it being treated like a Shtik Eva Menachai, or a Shtik Nevela, where it can contract Tumah, that's Pashit, that the Halach is the Shechita is going to be Metairit,
to the point that there won't be tumas nevela. So as a result, Ilfa wanted to know like this: Hoytzi uber es yada min simin l'simin. What happens if the uber was moitzi es yada min simin l'simin? I mean, the classic case of hoytzi uber es yada is before the shechita. What if it happened in between the shechita of the two simanim? We're dealing with a behema makasha. Behema's shechita requires two simanim. What are the two simanim? It's been a while. The kana, the trachea, and the veshet, and the esophagus. You have to shech the roiv of the two simanim in order to have a kosher shechita. What happens if the behema was hoytzi es yadai bein simin l'simin? The shaila was mimit star of simin rishon l'simin sheni l'tarim d'ein avela. Do you say that the simin rishon the simin sheni could be mitstarif to be mitar and say that the uber at the very least will not have tumas nevela oiloi? Or maybe being that it was hoytzi es yadai bein simin l'simin, maybe the halacha is that in this case the shechita won't even work to say that this aver won't have tumas nevela. What's the shayla? I mean, if ordinarily the shechita is mitayret from tumas nevela, even though it can't be matu the aver la'achila, so what's the difference if it was hoytzi es yadai before the shechita, or if it was hoytzi es yadai bein simin l'simin? The shayla is, and again, we went through this already a few weeks ago, and that is that Ulfa held a svara that maybe the only time it could be mitstarif the shechita of the two simanim is when the two shechitas are accomplishing the same exact thing. In this case, when the shoychet shechted the first simen, the animal had not been hoytzi es yadai yet. As a result, had the shechita affect that aver, that it was in the future going to be moitzi es yadai, it affected it, that it was matrit b'achila, to the extent that simen echad does whatever it does, and it was going to be mitarit minavela. In the interim, it was hoytzi es yadai. Once it was hoytzi es yadai, by the time you shechted the second simen, it was already off the table that the shechita was going to be able to be matrit the aver l'achila. Because once it's hoytzi es yadai, according to Rav, you can't be matrit b'achila anymore. What was it going to do at that point? It was only going to be able to be matirit. So it comes out that the two shechitos cannot accomplish the same thing as it relates to the aver. The shechita, the simen echad, was going to be matirit and be matirit. The shechita, the second simen, didn't have the ability to be matirit, only to be matirit. So Ufa wanted to know, can I be mitstarif two chatzi shechitos with the two chatzi shechitos are doing different things? One is a matir and a matir. The other one is only a matar. If it was moitzi es yadai before the shechita, so it comes out that the shechita affected the aver, both parts of the shechita, in the same exact way. They were both matar and not matar. But over here, that it was moitzi es yadai bein simen l'simen, so it comes out the first, the shechita simen echa, was a better shechita than the shechita simen sheni. And in a counterintuitive way, Ilfa thought maybe that's a bad thing. Because now what you have is you have an incongruous shechita. I have one shechita that's a matar and a matar. That's only a matar. Maybe I have no ability to be mitzvah of these two things. On my Rava, so Rava told him, I don't hear the shayla. Kal v'chaymer. Emhoyloi simen rishon l'simen sheni l'atir b'achilo l'yoyloi l'tayr v'dein avela. At the end of the day, Ilfa, this shechita right here, the simen rishon simen sheni, it could be mat to the mother. It could be mat to the chilek of the uber that never left the rechem. That means this is a good shechita. Now you want to tell me that even though this shechita is a perfect shechita with regards to the mother, but maybe it doesn't have the ability to be mitaher that one aver of the uber that was hoytzi yadai bein simen l'simen, Rava held that in kal v'chaymer it can't be that way. That I hear that you want to establish a klisha, some weakness in the shechita. But at the end of the day, this is a good shechita to be matir and matir the mother. This is a good shechita to be matir and matir the part of the uber that wasn't hoytzi es yadai. Even though this is not a good shechita to be matter the aver that was hoytzi es yadai l'shitas Rav because of a basa b'sal the treva leizacheru, but at the very least it has to be a good shechita to be metaher that aver that was yatsa by Rav Yirmiyah. So we're learning a sugya of ibayis. You know you're gonna have a boy Rav Yirmiyah ma'ulachush lezaroi. Rav Yirmiyah wanted to know what happens if you had a behema makasha leilait v'hoytzi uber es yadai v'chziroi, and now the baby was born. And the halach is that this baby that was born has one aver of which is going to be asav achila. So the aver is mutter, but there's one aver that's asav achila. This baby was a zachar. It now fathered a child. The question that Rabbi Yirmiyahu wanted to know was, how do we look at this child? The child's father, this animal, had one aver that was asav achila. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu wanted to know how the iser of that aver of the father impacts his zera. Says the Gemara. Let's clarify Rabbi Yirmiyahu's shaila. We're going to have several lines of clarification until we're going to finally get to the bottom of what exactly Rabbi Yirmiyahu's shaila was. Says the Gemara. Are we talking about
where this behema that was born via the shechita of the mother, where it was haitzi one aver, now mated together with a behema malyasa, not a behema makasha, not such a lovdusha behema, a good old-fashioned behema, says the Gemara, my ear yahaida ispe iser yoitze, afilu ben pakua da alma nami. He said that, I don't know why Rabbi Yirmiyah had a clear his shayla and raise issues about the fact that on the one hand you have a ben pakua, so to speak, where it was hoitzi aver echad, where one aver is aser, and it mated with a regular animal. Anytime you have a ben pakua, even a geheirig ben pakua, a ben pakua that wasn't hoitzi one aver before the shechita, if it's together with a behema ma'aliyah, so there's issues with the offspring. The Amr HaMisharshi, because HaMisharshi is a liberty, HaMisharshi HaMisharshi, this is a sugi later. But according to Manama, that says that you have to take the Zera Ha'av into account when you deal with a behema. Meaning, we know that when it comes to human beings, Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha, a person has yichas from his father, I mean his mother as well, but even more so from his father. Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav, and Yevamis is always Achim and Av. So a person's yichas is very much established based on his relationship to his father. What about a behema? A behema has yichas Av? Yichas say, yeah, it was born from its mother, it is what it is. But what about yichas Av? Is this such a concept when it comes to a behema? So it's a sugya later, and it says, Rabbi Misharishi, according to the Manama, that says, Wachayash. There is yichus when it comes to the father. Ben pekua, baal behemah malyasa, a ben pekua that was baal behemah malyasa. Avad ein loy takana. This vlad has no takana. And Rashi says a major lomdus that the reason the vlad has no takana is because this vlad, on the one hand, is a child of a behemah malyasa. It's also the child of a ben pekua. That means that yarshin's characteristics from a behemah malyasa and yarshin's characteristics from a ben pekua, as it relates to the Yerusha that it has, its genetic makeup from its behema ma'al yisa, from its mother. It's a good old-fashioned behema that has two simanim that need shechita in order to eat it. As it relates to its genetic makeup from its father, its ben pakua, the ben pakua doesn't have a halach of shechita. And Rashi says, not only doesn't have a halach of shechita, but we look at it as if it's already shachot. Whoa. So if we look at a ben pakua as if it's already shachot, that means this baby was born, has dinim of shachot, has dinim of requiring shechita. To the extent that it requires shechita, you have to shecht it. To the extent that it's shachot, you can't shecht it. And Rashi is a little misopic. If you look at Lashonei Azav Shal Rashi, what it means kishachot? Does kishachot mean that we look at one of the two simanim as being shachot? Does kishachot mean we look at both of the simanim as being chatzi shachot? But the bottom line is, this is a chatzi chatzi. That's what it is. It's a chatzi behema, so to speak, that needs shechita. It's a chatzi behema, so to speak, that shechita wouldn't work. Why? So at the end of the day, I have a behemah, I can't do shechita. So at the end of the day, I can't do shechita. So what's Rabbi Yirmiyah clearing a shayla? If you have a ben pekua that was hoitzias, yodai, and now it made it with a behemah malyasa, what's going to be with this child? L'man damachosh and l'zerab. Rabbi Shashi already said that every ben pekua, even if it wasn't hoitzias yodai, the halacha is, if it's together with the behemah malyasa, the halacha is the blad is ain't like takana. So what's the Gemara going to say? You're right. Like, tzrichat also a ben pekua de kavasa. Rabbi Yirmiyah's shayla must have been a different shayla. He knew that a ben pekua with a behemah malyasa, there's no hope for the child. The question was, what about a ben pekua that was with a bas pekua? So you had a ben pekua and a ben pekua, right? That's what happened over here. But one of the ben pekua, the male, had one aver that it was hoitzi as yadai, and he wanted to know what's going to be with the child now. What's the shayla? Aver moilid aver v'chatechle vishari. Do you say that it's true? There's no question that the iser on the aver of the father has to go over now, be yerusha to the child. But the way we look at it is very simple. If the father was moitzi one yad, so he's a ben pakua, you're allowed to eat him, there's no aver menachai, doesn't eat shechita, but there's one aver that's aser, so the child is going to be born the same exact way. He's going to be born, he's going to be mutter, ben pakua, you don't need shechita, but at the same time, that same aver, so if it's the right foreleg of the father, that's the aver that's going to be aser. Ay Dilma, or do you say Meval Vazare? Or do you say it's not possible? Because once one Aver is Aser, the one Aver that's Aser, its Iser gets Mevuval. It gets smished with the rest of the animal. So that whole animal is going to be Aser. Meaning, Rabbi Yirmiyah thought for sure there's Iser that's going to transfer over to the child. The question is it easy to identify what the Iser is? The father's problem is one hand. So the child's problem was one. Cut that hand off and it's mutter, just like you would do with the father. Or no, the isser spreads, and as a result, it's good. Then he said, pshita the mevav zari. It's pashat that the isser must become mevulval. It's spread. Because otherwise, suma yoylet suma, vikite yoylet kitu. Why is it that if you have a behema that's a suma, and it gives birth to a child, the child is not necessarily a suma. Or a kiteya doesn't necessarily give birth to a kiteya. elopshita, the mevalvel zaris. So you see that when it comes to a physical blemish, even if it's somewhere in the genetic makeup, but the way it's going to manifest in its offspring is not identical to the way it is with the father. So when it comes to a spiritual defect as well, where there's an iser on one of the Ivarim, because if Ubasu Basal the trefa loisachelu, l'chari the iser should manifest in the same way as the physical blemish manifests itself. And if you see as it relates to the physical, it's Meval Zari, then this would have to be Meval Zari away. Okay, so then what's Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila? So it means Rabbi Yirmiyah was Pleishet the Shaila. He said there's no question that the Isra on the Aver of the father is going to have to go over to the child. It's Meval Zari. So a Ben Pekua and a Bas Pekua, with a Ben Pekua had an issue. If you Chayesh Lazera Av, the child is for sure going to be awesome. Shaila was the truth is, every single animal has parts of it that are awesome. The Chaylov is awesome, the Dam is awesome, the Shai, and still you're allowed to eat the child. So meaning Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila was, I understand the Isser is now mevulval in the father, but maybe I don't care. What are you going to tell me? There's Isser in the father? And every behemoth doesn't have Isser. Every behemoth has chelev, every behemoth has dam, much more chomer. These are chayvei krisos, as relates to the Isser, basa basa, the trefa, loisei chelu. It's not nearly as chomer. The Rambam's mashma, you don't even get malchus for it. A whole nother conversation. But the point is, it's certainly not chelev. There's no dam. Psul yoytzei of chulin isn't nearly as chomer as the Isser chelev and the Isser dam, for which you have to bring a karma chatos, for which there's chayvei krisos. So says the Gemara, Idoma. So that was the shayla. So being that we're not worried about the chelev and the dam, maybe we shouldn't be worried about the Isser yoytzei either. Idoma, trei isuri aminit, plus lemri. Maybe the difference is that it's true we don't care about the chelev and the dam, because maybe there's a quota up to two isurim that we're not worried about. But maybe a third Isser, we should be worried. Interesting, says the Gemara Lamai. But I don't hear the shayla, because there's no tana and shas that holds that a ben pekua that mates with a bas pekua and gives birth to a child, the ben pekua would have three isurim where we can clarify shaila that if it was hoitzi is yodai and there's a psul yoitze on the ben pekua, maybe the child should be awesome. Why? There's no such mandama. Because, says the Gemara, either a mayor, if you're going through a mayor, who holds Issa Chelev Adam Iko? A Ben Pekua has an Issa Chelev Adam, but Issa Yoitza Leka. Ramea holds there's no Issa Yoitza by Ben Pekua. You know why? Because Ramea is the Shita that we mentioned in the intro. Ramea is the one that holds that's no such thing as a Ben Pekua. The only time you have the halacha of Kol Behema, Bi Behema, Issa Techelo, that's if it wasn't a full term Behema. But if it's a full term, it's a real Ben Pekua, then the halacha is it's going to be Aser. So there's an Isser Chelev Adam, but there's no halacha Ben Pekua. If there's no Ben Pekua, there's no Psul Yoitze. The whole concept of the Psul Yoitze is that the basa left its mechitza. What does it mean left its mechitza? As long as it was inside the mother, the shechita would have been matter it. Thus it had a mechitza. When it leaves it, it's Aser. But if there's no halacha of a Ben Pekua, there's no halacha that if you shech the mother and you find the Ben Pekua is going to be mutter. It comes like the mother's not the mechitza of the Ben Pekua. If the mother's not the mechitza of the Ben Pekua, then you don't have this halacha. So it's true, a mayor holds a Ben Pekua as an Issa Chelev and Issa Dan. But a mayor holds there's no Psul Yoitze when it comes to a Ben Pekua. How do I know that? Because you don't have the halacha of Ben Pekua. And Psul Yoitze is predicated on Basavas on the trade of Issa Chelev that the meat left its mechitza. If the child, the Ben Pekua, doesn't become mutter with the shechita of the mother, then obviously it's not its mechitza. Says the Gemara, and either Rabbi Yehuda is a yoytze ifko. It's true, there's a shittas Rabbi Yehuda that holds there is a concept of a ben pekua. Thus, there's an issa yoytze and a ben pekua. But he holds that issa chelev lecho. But there's always a chelev. Tanya, not it's not Tanya. We learned to the brayza. Gid anosha noyig b'shlil. Gid anosha is noyig in a shlil. The chelbay asa de virameya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einoi Noyik B'Shlil, this is the Uber, V'chel by Mutter, so it's clear, it's who are you going to have three Yisurim? I mean, Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila was, I know two could go over B'Yerusha, because it's always that way. Chelev and every father and mother has Chelev and Nam. Somehow it doesn't make the child Aser, so who cares if it's Psul Yoitz? Shaila goes, no, but this is already a third Psul. Who holds this three? The only one that holds is something called the Ben Pekua is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that there's no way to Chelev by a Ben Pekua. So the Gemara says, Elo kol mikoyach lo yamin in the Shari, it must be that, no, it's Pasha, this is not a Shaila. The Gemara was persuaded by this, and the Gemara said that Rabbi Yirmiyah could have never tried the Shaila. Rabbi Yirmiyah knew that a Ben Pekua that mates with a Bas Pekua, even if it was Hoitzi Everecha, the halacha is the child is going to be Mutter. Why is the child going to be Mutter? Because what are you worried about? It's giving over the Isser Ever. Every behemoth has an Isser Chelev and Dam. No, this is already a third Isser. Not true. It's not a third Isser. Because the only one that holds Ben Pekua is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds no Isser Chelev. So it's anyways two Isurim. So at the end of the day, that's not a Shaila. Meaning the Shari, it's Mutter. So what was Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila? A completely different Shaila. Malug Maya is Chelvoy. Is it okay to drink the milk of a Ben Pekua, where it was Hoitzi Everechot. Again, a Ben Pekua that was Hoitzi Everechot. Are you allowed to drink the milk? What's the Shailachol of the Alma? Loi, Ke'eva Menachai, Dami Vishari. All milk is chalav, technically, that should be aser. You know why? Because milk always comes from a live animal. A live animal is also bachila. And still you're allowed to drink the milk, even though it should be evim and achai. So, what's the difference if... meaning, what's unique about this animal? Oh, there's like an iser? Shkayach. Every animal is technically aser. Because it's evim and achai, and still it's mutter. So the fact that it was a ben pakur that was hoitzi ever echad, I don't think that should impact the status of the milk. There's a takana for the shchita. Here there's no takana for the shchita. Either way, teiku says the Gemara, I'm not sure. So essentially, what came out from this Gemara, from Rabbi Yirmi Yishailas anyways, I mean, we had a lot of ibayas today. We had ibayu ludivri yome ein le delei varim, and then the second ibayu, the intim slema, which Rashi said is even, if you hold, yesh le delei varim. We had Rab Chananya Zibaya, we had Ilfa Zibaya, and then we had Rabbi Yirmi Zibaya. But what emerged from Rabbi Yirmi Zibaya, this last Gemara that we learned, is that a ben pekua that mates with a behemah ma'al yasa, you can't eat the child. The child is going to be problematic. According to the Mandama that says that we take the father into equation when we judge the child, even of a behemah. So according to that Mandama, you'll never be able to eat this child because the child from the mother is viewed as a behema malisa, which requires shchita. From the father, we look at the child as a ben pakua. It yarshins the status of ben pakua. Major chedushin going on here. But it yarshins the status of ben pakua. And a ben pakua, you can't do shchita because it's kishachar already. So at the end of the day, I have an animal that's chatzi requiring shchita, chatzi kishachar. So either we look at one sim in this way, one sim in that way, look at both simonim as being half this way, half that way. At the end of the day, it's nothing. I can't give zchanetz with this animal. That was one halacha that we saw. Another halacha that we saw was Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya was clearing a shiloh. What about a ben pakua and a bas pakua? Okay, so that child is definitely going to be either a ben pakua or a bas pakua. It's not going to require shchita. You'll be able to eat it. But what if the father, or presumably the mother as well, was hoitzi ever echad? So being that that's now a ben pakua, that's usr, or at least one ever is usr, do we say the issa spreads and now the child is going to be completely usr? That was Rabbi Yirmiya's second shayla, or the Gemara's second understanding of the shayla, and the Gemara came out that no, that's going to be mutter as well, because what's the difference with an animal having one ever usr versus having all its chalav, or a lot of its chalav, and all its dam usr? Every animal has chalav that's usr, four chalavim that are usr in every behemoth. It has dam that's all usr, so mazal tov. Now it also has another aver. One of its hands are aser. Okay, very nice. There's a chelik of the father that's aser. It's different than every behemoth that has a chelik of it that's aser. There's always the chelik, there's always the dam, there's always a part of an animal that's aser. So good, now you have a more lumdish example of having a part of it that everyone knows the chelik and the dam. You all you have to do is be mad sedra to know that. Not everybody knows this halacha. Okay, but at the end of the day, all you have is a behemoth that has a part of it that's aser, and now father to child, why should there be any difference? And we're going to say, you're right, that's pashut. That's not going to be as far. What was Rabbi Yirmiya Shaila? I mean, that's for sure mutter. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is the cholov of such a behemoth. Unzer a behemoth. For unzer a mishnah. Behemoth makasha leleid. Vahoytzu bis yodavich zira mutter b'achila, but the aver itself is aser. What about milking this behemah? Is that going to be mutter? Is that going to be aser? And that the Gemara said, teiku. So the Gemara weiter. Choytech miuber. So again, Perek behemah makasha begins with a backdrop. And that is that you shechted a female animal and you found an uber inside. The halacha is the uber inside becomes mutter with the shechita of the Gemara. Says the Gemara minola. How do you know that? So we've spoken this out already a few times. Here the Gemara says it in a vanik. The chsiv, it's learned out from the pasuk of Parashas Re'eh. It says v'chol behemah mafreses parsa, etc. And then the pasuk concludes by saying ba behemah oisat the chela. We merge the beginning of the pasuk of the end of the pasuk. The beginning is v'chol behemah. The end is ba behema, and we say that behema be behema. The rabbi says of that if you find the behema inside a behema, it's going to be mutabachit. Elam Yata says the Gemara, Yamiru by the halacha idit, you'd be able to do tamura on an uber. What's the halacha of tamura? If somebody has a behema's chulin and he has a behema's kachim, and he says, you know what, I want to transfer the kedusha from the behema's kachim onto the behema's chulin. Usually, tamura would be done in the context of a person having seller's remorse. Right, he was makdish this behemah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he said, you know something, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I shouldn't have given this behemah.
Maybe instead I should have given that behemoth. So he tries transferring it. He says, you know what? Instead of it being this one, I want it to be that one. What does the Torah say? You're not allowed to do it, first of all. There's two lavin. There's a lot of essays on loisa says in the parasha of Tmura. But in addition to that, the Torah says, v'hayahu tmurasa yir kodesh. Everything becomes kodesh. The first one, the second one, it's a big mess. It's all kodesh. There's no way you can get out of such a situation. The question is, what happens if somebody has a behemoth that's kachin? And it's a muberes, it's expecting the behemoth. And he takes the behemoth's chulin and he tries transferring the kedusha from the uber that's kachim onto his behemoth's chulin, or vice versa. Or he has a behemoth that's chulin, that's muberes, and he goes over to behemoth's kachim and he tries transferring the kedusha from the kachim onto the uber. So the halacha is, it does not work. It's a Mishnah Masechta Smur. In fact, it's a machloikis, as we'll see in Amud Beis, between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama and the Mishnah. But we're going now with the assumption that Tanakhama holds that Tmura does not work with an Uber. Frank the Gemara, I always thought that the reason Tmura doesn't work by an Uber is because it says in the Torah of him, Homer Yomer, Behema Bebehema. Oh, Behema means a fartig Behema. It doesn't mean an Uber. But the Gemara's kasha is, if you're going to tell me that when it says in the Torah, v'chol behema, ba behema oizot echelus, the rabbi says, avad, a gishmak a kasha. What does behema mean in Uber? That means you see the word behema could be soivo Uber. Meaning behema could mean sometimes even an Uber. If that's the case, yamiru boys, at first glance, the tzushtel, from what we're learning, to Tamura seems to have absolutely no shaykhis. But the common denominator and the basis of the Gemara's kasha is not that there's a shaykhis between behema, makasha, and Tamura. It's two completely different ideas. One's chulin, one's kasha, no shaykhis. But the point is that at the end of the day, shouldn't it come down to how you define the word behema? When the Torah says behema, could an Uber be a behema or not? From our sugi, it sounds like the chol behema, ba behema, oisat echil, rabbi says avlad, that an Uber could be considered behema. From the sugi in Tamura, from hamer yomer, by behema, behema, lermait behema, sounds like it can't be a behema. So the Gemara says, elamiyati amira, aloma tanan, why learn in the Mishnah, imamirin, you can't do Tamura, loy evarim, buubarin, veloy ubarim, beivarim, veloy evarim, buubarim, beshleimim, veloy shleimim, bahen. So the Mishnah is discussing doing Tamura with an Uber, that's clear, that's the part of the sugi we need now. On Amud Beis, we're going to need the other part of this mission, that is, what about an aver? Could you do tamura on one aver of an animal? Just one aver. So you want the foot of this behemah's chulin to now take on the kedusha of a behemah that's already kachim. So the Mishnah says, not with ubarim with an ayin, not with avarim with an olive. The bottom line is, as we need it for now, you can't do tamura with an uber. Why not? I thought it's always because the word behemah means dafka, a fartig behemoth. This sugi is mashma, not that way. Tomorrow says you're right. Elo makra, you have to answer v'chol behemoth. The rabbi says avlad. The drasha is not v'chol behemoth ba behemoth oisat echelo. That behemoth ba behemoth, because avlad is not a behemoth ba behemoth, because it's not a behemoth. V'harayah tmura. But rather, the drasha is from the word v'chol. V'chol behemoth. The word v'chol is the rabbi says avlad. But the gemara says ihachi. If that's the case, afilo chaytech minat choyl u'minat kloyes nami. If the choyl is marba more than just behema ba behema, I mean, the drasha is not the pshutoy shel mikra, the literal meaning of the word behema behema, but the word the choyl is the rabbis. Then anytime you find anything inside a behema, the halacha should be oitzet echelo. In the Mishnah, you see not that way. Why did the Mishnah say, aloma tana, choytech min ober shem meyem, mutab achilo, min at choyl, min at klois, as about that if you cut some of the internal organs of the behema and you leave it inside the behema, it doesn't make a mutab with the shechit and the mother. Why not? Why don't you say the choyl ba behema oitzet echelo? Amakra, oitzet. Now it says, we learn from there, it has, the animal itself has to be shalom. But if the animal is chassi, you don't have this elamayata, but the Gemara asks another kasha. If somebody shechts a behemah and he finds inside something that looks like a bird, tishteri, alama, amar rabbi, it should be mutter. And why did Rabbi Yechanan say, that if that exact thing happens, it's going to be asabachilo? So the Gemara says, beina prasa is falaka. That same pasuk, as we saw in yesterday's daf, mentions the chol behemah mafres as parsa. So you have mentioned a process, and we learn from there that unless it has process, unless it has split hooves, whatever you find inside is going to be also. So the truth, the chol is the rabbis, and ba behema is the chelu. And in theory, you should be marba anything that you find inside a behemoth. But it has that process, right? Is that true? El Mayata, next kasha. Kalab be made para, litzar. L'chari, the kalab be made para doesn't have process. The Gemara says, not tonet v'rab Yishmol, b'rab shim b'yichoy, parsa ba behemoth toy chelu, that although it doesn't say, it says process, but also says parsa. And parsa is mashma, one hoof. So it's true that even if it has a parsa, that would be, yoyna doesn't even have a parsa. So if you find a yoyna inside the para, I don't know what it's doing there, but if you find a yoyna inside the para, the halacha is it would still be aser. The kolot b'mei para is different because we learned that from the word parsa, says the Gemara. No, we had here a shayla, that if you shech the mother and you find an uber inside, the uber is going to be mutter. Hoitzius yada, aver aser, aver mutter, basav asad trefa, psul yaitzav by chulin, ilfa, rabirmi, rabchananya, a lot going on here. But the basic halacha is that if you shech the mother and you find the child is going to be mutter. Minala. Says the Gemara, after a blot and a half, how do you know the basic halacha? Good question. And the Gemara says, don't have him a pasuk, a parashas rei, the chol behema. And then it says, ba behema, oisotechelo. This is an uber drasha, but the bottom line is that we merge the beginning and the end, and even though the context is completely unrelated, but that's not it. You find a behemoth in a behemoth. The Gemara says, really? You're telling me a behemoth is inside a behemoth? The rabbi says, a Vlad? That means a Vlad could be sometimes called a behemoth. An Uber is a behemoth. Wow, that comes as news to me, because I know you can't do tmura by an Uber. And I always thought it's because it says, v'mhamer yomer behemoth a behemoth. Now you're telling me an Uber could be a behemoth. And because of that, the Gemara had to tweak the drasha. The Gemara said, you're right. We're not being marbin an Uber because of the words behema ba behema. But rather it's v'chol behema ba behema. The word v'chol, that's already the rabbis. That's like an all-inclusive riboy type of word. Oh, v'chol, that's the rabbis as a uber. That's the first teretz of the Gemara's Kasa. Rav Shimi Barashi said a second teretz. Lo'oylam kidika amrit. The makar that an uber that's found inside its mother lachashchit is mutar b'achila. This course it says v'chol behema ba behema. It's from the word behema. It's not from the word v'chol. That's why you can't ask me kashas from the t'chol and the kloyos. You can't ask me kasha from the yoyna. At the end of the day, it's learned out from the word behema. Tchol and klois is not behema ba behema. Yoyim is not behema ba behema. It's from the behema behema. What was the kasha? Udika kasha locha em amirin. You asked me a kasha if an uber could be a behema. Why is there no tmura when it comes to an uber? Ani reb shemini. That mishnah that says a mesechtes tmura daf yud that there's no tmura by an uber. It's a das yachid. It's shitas reb shemini. And it's Reb Shimon Lishitasai in the sugyas of Tamura, the Makish Tamura Lamaisa. That's Makish, the laws of Tamura. This is a big rule when you learn the sugyas of Tamura and Bechiris, that when Makish Tamura Lamaisa, and Ma Maisa in an Ayubayvar Barin, just like there's no Maisa Behema by an Uber, because right, how do you establish Maisa Behema? Kolasha Yavar Tachas Hashevet. An Uber can't go Tachas Hashevet. So after Tamura, in an Ayhegdes, Beyavar Mubar, so too there's going to be no Tamura. Meaning the reason there's no Tamura by an Uber is not because of the word Behema. We thought it's because it says Behema be Behema. Oh, and there's no Tamura by Behema because an Uber is not a Behema. That's not the reason. Really, an Uber is a Behema. Vaharaya, this Sugya, Behema, Perik Behema, Makasha. What then is Pshad in that Mishnah? It's Hamani Reb Shimini. Reb Shimini knows what Makish Tmura L'Maiser. And just like there's no Maiser Behema by an Uber, there's not going to be Tmura by an Uber either. So that's the Gemara. Minot Teimra. So Reb Shimini Barashi continued. He said, I'll prove to you. Minot Teimra in this context means, I will prove to you that the Tana of that Mishnah Masechtes Tmura is Reb Shimini. Process of elimination, as we're going to see, it has to be Reb Shimini, the Tana, because we learned in the Mishnah. Again, what did the Tana Kama of that Mishnah say? We saw the whole Mishnah, the Gemara brought it on the Afsamach Tesam and Aleph. Ein memirin, loy evarim be'ubarim, v'loy ubarim be'evarim, v'loy evarim be'ubarim be'shleimim, v'loy shleimim be'ev. It's a two halachas. There's no tmura on an uber with an ayin, and there's no tmura on an aver with an aleph. You can't do tmura on just one aver. So you can't say that you have a behemah schulin, I want the regal, the foot of this behemah schulin, to become kadosh. It should take kedusha. So there's no tmura by an uber, there's no tmura by an aver. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the safe of that Mishnah. He picks up on what the Tana Kama said. He said, I disagree with you. When it comes to hekdesh, if somebody takes a behemah schulin and he says, I want the foot of this animal to be an oila, the halach is the whole animal becomes oila. We say that it's chal hekdesh on the regal. This is a real kachem word. Pashta, right? The kedusha is nespashed on the entire animal, and the entire animal becomes. But that's the halacha. Ha'imir raglo shalzu oila kuli oila. So Rabbi Yosi timed afkash yemir raglo shalzu tachazu. If a person creates a tmura on the regal of an animal, teikula tmura tachteh. It should all be tmura. Says the Gemara. L'man kamahadale. Who's Rabbi Yosi talking to? Meaning that Tana Kama Masechtas Tmura is an anonymous Tana. We don't know who he is. But from Rabbi Yosi's Taina, we can establish
who the Tanakam is. Because who is Rabbi Yossi talking to? Elam, the Rameyer of Rabbi Yehuda. Was he talking to Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda? Now, why would you think Rabbi Yossi is talking to Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda? So you think he's talking to Rameyer because Stam is Rameyer? So that makes a lot of sense. You think he's talking to Rabbi Yehuda because Stam Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yossi and Shas is Rabbi Yehuda. That's the rest of the story. So who is he talking to? Elam, the Rameyer of Rabbi Yehuda, which would be reasonable, it would be consistent with Mishnayos and Brises throughout Shas. But the problem is, Miyisle Haisfara. They disagree with Rabbi Yossi's premise. Rabbi Yossi came with a Kaya Chataina. Aren't you moida that if you would establish hektish, tchilas hektish, not tmura, hektish on a regal of an oil, on a regal of an animal, the whole animal would become kaddish? So the same should be true for a tmura, says the Gemara. But Rameh, Rabbi, don't agree with that. But Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, yach, let me regal shuzo oil, take kula oil, tamad lo mikol asha, yitim, imenu lashem, yeh kaddish. Me menu kaddish, like kula kaddish. If somebody says, I want the regal of a behema to be kaddish, the behema doesn't become kaddish. Okay, so I would think that the behemoth should become chulin. That's not either an option. So it's not hektish and it's not chulin. Okay, what do I do? Okay, it's that. So you have to sell the animal to someone that needs an oil. And the money that you get in exchange becomes chulin. With the exception of the value of that. So let's say you got $1,000 for your animal, and that one aver was worth $100. So $900 of it is chulin, $100 becomes hektish. Divrei Rameyev Rabbi Yehuda. Azoy halt Rameyev Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Oimrim. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon in this price argue. And they said, me, now I'm a ragel shuz oil, take gula oil. No, it's not what happens. If somebody says, I want the regal of this behemoth to be an oil, you know what happens? The entire behemoth becomes an oil. How do I know that Tamalom Yielu Rabbis Eskula? That the entire animal becomes an oil. In other words, we have a machloikus in this price. Between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon on the other hand. What do you do? What's the halacha if somebody says, I want this animal's foot to be hektish? According to Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, the animal doesn't become kaddish. It becomes a shtickle kaddish. So what you do is you sell the animal, you take the money, minus the value of that aver that you were makdish, and you allow that to go l'chulin, and the money that corresponds to the aver that you were makdish, that you have to treat a little bit differently. But there's no halacha that if you make one chelik of an animal hektish, it's nespashet, pashta to the entire animal. Who argues? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. They hold that's not the halach. No. Minay lo miragshus oil take kula oil. The entire thing becomes an oil. Says the Gemara. We had here a machlokes, a Tanakama, an anonymous Tanakama, we don't know who it is, yet, and Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama said there's no tmura for ubarin and evarin. Rabbi Yossi said, there is tmura for ubarim and abarim. And Rabbi Yossi said, I'll prove to you that there's tmura. You know, I know that. Because why should there be no tmura by an eif? Aren't you moided to me? This is Rabbi Yossi talking. Aren't you moided to me that if you'd be makdish and eiver, the whole animal would become hektish? So why, if you make one eiver tmura, should it be any different? So who is Rabbi Yossi talking to? He's telling his bar plukta, aren't you moided to me that when you makdish one eiver, the whole animal becomes kaddish? So Gemar, is he talking to Rameyer? No, because Rameyer holds that if you makdish an aver, it doesn't become kaddish. Is he talking to Rabbi Yehuda? His baal plukt in shas oichnish. Because Rabbi Yehuda also holds that if you makdish one aver, it doesn't become kaddish. Maybe he's talking to himself. No, that's not mistaber. Because Rabbi Yossi himself, lushitosay in the brayso, holds that if you makdish one aver, it becomes kaddish. The only other tana that we're aware of that ever opined in this sugya that he could be possibly talking to is Rabbi Shimon, who holds like him as it relates to if someone's makdish one aver, the entire animal becomes kaddish. So you know he's probably talking to, said Rabbi Shimi Bar Ashi. He's probably talking to Rabbi Shimon. Oh, if he's talking to Rabbi Shimon, this whole kasha falls off. Because what was the kasha? Why is the no tmura by an uber? Oh, probably because an uber is not called behemoth. So how could you darish him v'chol behemoth? No. We know based on process of elimination that Rabbi Yossi, that Tanakama, was Rabbi Shimon. If it's Rabbi Shimon, it's pasha why there's no tmura when it comes to in Uber, because Rav Shimon Lashitasa is always makish tmura l'maisa, and just like you can't have maisa behema by an Uber, because for maisa behema you need kol hashayavet achas hashevet, memela you cannot have tmura by an Uber either. But the Gemara says that as gishmak as this cheshbin might have been, it's not muchach. Says the Gemara, loy Rabbi Yossi time in the nafshe kamar. It could be Rabbi Yossi was talking to a mayor. Maybe it was Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it was Rabbi Shimon. What's the kasha? Rabbi Yossi is coming with a whole fest of taina. He's saying that isn't the halacha that if you makdish one aver, the entire behemoth becomes kaddish? So if you do tmura for one aver, you become kaddish as well. Pashut, the understanding was that he was telling the chachamim, aren't you minded to me that if you makdish one aver, the entire behemoth becomes kaddish? so too it should be true for Tmura. That's not what Rabbi Yosi was saying. Rabbi Yosi was never saying, aren't you Moida to me? He was just going, L'taymi d'nafshe. Meaning, usually when you use such a nusach as Rabbi Yosi used in the Mishnah, it would sound like, V'haloi b'muktashim. Usually it means that he's talking to his Baal Plukta and telling him, aren't you Moida to me? That's not what it means in this case. What it means in this case is not that aren't you moida to me, but rather time than afshe ka amar, he was just merely saying that I happen to hold that if you makdish a regal of a behemoth, the entire animal becomes kaddish. I think the same should be true for tmura. Kvegan gulian ashas has been saying another gemara where you find such a thing. Where even though the lush, the language of the mishnas, the haloi, sounds like one baal plukta is talking to the other baal plukta, but in this context, it's not what it means. Regardless, As you see, these dafin are really, really fast. Behem on the kasha is one of the malumdashi prokim, not just in Masechta Schulim, but in Shas. But either way, maybe we'll speak out some rate tomorrow.